Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check.
I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. It's kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations on over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer a salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
Oh, and good evening. It is the drive. ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper. The intern Kyle is here, and we've got a special guest in studio. That would be one Luke Goody that we're going to welcome into the mic here in a second. Going to be joining us all season, and I cannot wait for this as we roll along. Now, you loyal listeners know on Friday at 5:05, I always allow you to tip a cold one, and we do a little drink for the getting through the week, getting ready for the weekend, and, of course, Illinois, a big football game tomorrow. I'm not going to do that with Luke here. We're going to be responsible and respectable and do that when he leaves. So we will not do the drink session with Luke here. When he gets to be 21.
We don't want to get him in trouble.
Exactly. Yeah, when he's 21, then we'll maybe do that with Luke. But Luke Goody joining us. What's up, buddy?
Not much. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to, you know, talk about basketball, football, everything above. So
I love that you said football, and I know Piper's chomping at the bit to ask you about a certain position, but how fun is it on that camp? I mean, Luke, let's be honest. I don't care about you guys right now. No, I'm kidding. I do. But isn't it amazing how football and what they've done has really grabbed a lot of the headlines, and I'm sure campus is swirling right now.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's just a different feel than campus last year. You know, last year they weren't the greatest team. Coach Bielma really didn't have, you know, his guys yet. But now he's got, you know, some of his freshmen that he recruited and a great transfer quarterback that's fun to watch. And, you know, the feel around campus is just awesome because instead of being excited for basketball season, you got both seasons to still be excited for. I mean, the football team could, I think – there's a thing on social media that they could still make the college football playoffs.
That's
so
crazy.
You know, after week 8, week 9, and you still have that opportunity, there's a lot of hype and excitement around a program like that. So
if you would have had Chase Brown behind you, you probably wouldn't have quit playing quarterback, would you?
No, absolutely not. No. He's a special player. It's fun to watch him.
With Tommy DeVito is giving Illinois for first time in a long time a legit above average quarterback in the Big Ten, able to make some throws and keep defenses off balance. As a quarterback yourself who was really good in high school, what have you seen from Tommy?
He's really good at not making mistakes. He just plays his role, does exactly what he needs to do, and gets his playmakers the ball. I mean, you got a lot of wide receivers out there that can make plays this year. I think that's a bigger difference from last year is you got, you know, 3-4 guys that can break somebody off and go get the ball. So, and then when you have a quarterback that can deliver it, I know he had some success at Syracuse and then came here, and you know he's really having a year leading that team to 7-1, right? 7-1, 8-1, something like that.
6-1 right
six,
now,
six
right?
One. Okay, well, 7-1, 8-1, you know, as the
I'm
weeks
with
come.
You.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
exactly,
already just so. Piling them up. I'm with Luke Goody on that.
Yes. So,
it is 7-1.
It is 7-1. My fault, Luke.
Okay, hey.
We're both
don't
wrong.
Don't take one away, Long.
It's all good. It's all good. But, yeah, he's a great player, really fun to watch, and I think he just does a great job in Coach Spielman's offense. So.
Now, we'd get in trouble if we just asked you about football the whole time. So
yeah,
let's get this out
switch.
Of the way first yeah. and foremost. The Kansas scrimmage, sounded like you were playing really well in that. You started for the team, and at the very end of it, you broke your foot. How did the surgery go, and what's kind of been your process from that moment until the surgery?
Yeah, the surgery went really well. Dr. Porter out of Indianapolis, he did a great job. He told my parents and myself that the surgery was successful. Everything that needs to be there is there, and now it's just about recovering. I'm in great hands here. Paul Smith, shout out to Paul Smith, athletic trainer at Illinois. Doesn't get a lot of the, you know, the respect and the hype that he should, because he, you know, he's responsible for getting us back on the court and stuff, all the guys when they're banged up. So I've been doing a lot of stuff with him. It's really a week-by-week thing, honestly, how I feel, how I recover. I'll get reevaluated in 6 weeks. I know Coach Underwood told the press that today. So go back and see how everything's going in 6 weeks. But, I mean, every day's a new day. So just keep getting better and keep healing.
Luke, what was the initial reaction from you when – I know you said you were closing out kind of on a play there and stepped on a guy. But what was your initial reaction? Because, look, you're an athlete. You've been an athlete for a long time. I mean, you're young, but you've been an athlete a long time. You've probably been injured before. And I don't know if in your mind you go to the absolute worst, or do you just go to the, I probably just sprained my ankle, no biggie, or could you tell right away that this could be a problem?
Yeah, so I've never really broken a bone truly, but my dad has because he played football in college. So, you know, he's told me, like, you know, if you feel pop, like, you probably broke it. And right when I came down, I felt it. But I didn't really want to believe it. You have the adrenaline going, you know, you're playing a top 10 team in the country. So you're excited. You don't want to leave. So I kind of hobbled off the court. Told him I needed a sub, but I went to Coach Underwood on the bench, and he could tell you this. I said, I want to go back in. I'm ready to go. He's like, we'll just hold you till we get to the offensive segment. And then I went and sat down and took off my sock, and it was pretty bruised up and swollen. And, you know, the doctor was there. Dr. Henricks was there, one of our team doctors, and came over and kind of gave me a look and said, yeah, we'll probably got to get you some x-rays. So, you know, at that point, I wasn't, you know, upset about the injury at first, or like emotional about it, and then he told me that, and I was like, this could be pretty bad. I mean, you never really know, and it's not a pain that I felt before. I didn't really roll my ankle. I kind of stepped and felt like kind of that pop.
Just a little pop. Yeah.
So I was like, this could be pretty bad. So.
Well, here comes Mr. Optimistic. Well, it could have been worse. You know, you've been told that your whole life. Well, it could have been worse, Lon. But it honestly could be, and obviously a bone you just have to let heal, right? Maybe not a ton of therapy, but certainly – Luke Goody's not a kid that wants to sit around in a boot while everybody else is shooting hoop and playing games. How hard is that going to be? How hard was it when the first practice rolled around and you couldn't go out there? And then Monday night, how difficult is that going to be for you?
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, you're talking about the next practice. I was upset watching my teammates finish the scrimmage. Oh, I was like, yeah. I was like, Coach, put me back in. But no, I mean, it's just going to, I think, really strengthen me as a person, because I'm going to have to, you know, transform from this on player, role model and leader for the younger guys and my other teammates, you know, off the court, still being vocal and stuff. One thing that I've really tried to do is, although I can't practice, is be there for, you know, every single second of the practice. Yeah. Obviously don't be late, but just be around and still be involved. So involved that, you know, it's like I'm there, but I'm not there. So I still try and be that guy, you know, on the sidelines in practice that's still talking to the freshmen and stuff like that. So that's the approach I'm taking. I'm, you know, in with Paul 3-4 hours a day, trying to get different work on my foot and, you know, ice and movement and different type of stretches and stuff. And then once I get to the point where I can lift and stuff like that, I'll be in with Coach Fletch, you know, 1-2 hours a day, just really working on all the stuff I need to get back, so I really don't miss a beat. And I can just go right when the doctor gives me the green light, I can just go right back into it. Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
Yep. Get you a Nerf hoop at the apartment or something, put the foot up and just get the strokes staying the same, right?
Lay in bed and shoot a basketball at the ceiling, you know, all the movies and stuff.
Yep. How does this team, in your estimation, make up for you being out, and how do you think they'll be able to adjust without you out there on the court, your three-point shooting, your IQ, and all that stuff?
It just gives an opportunity for the younger guys to step up. I mean, everybody saw the potential in Sincere, a guy that a lot of, you know, people have thrown his name out there recently about, you know, just being able to step up. Jaden Epps is obviously going to be a great player in Sky. They're kind of a different position than me, so it's hard to fill in that void. But, you know, you got Ty, who's a different player than myself, but he can bring that same energy and, you know, leadership, leading by example. He's going to be great for us. Matthew Meyer is really going to have to step up. I know he's in the past hasn't played a ton of minutes at Baylor. He was more kind of a, you know, 18 to 24 minute guy. He's going to really have to step up and play some more minutes, knock down shots just like everybody else. So,
what did you take away prior to your injury from that Kansas scrimmage, going up against a team that's ranked preseason top 10? What did you see in that? And just, you could even throw in the Quincy exhibition as well. Have you seen from the guys here recently?
We have the potential to be really, really special this year. That's what I took away from it. We played Kansas, you know, in a really close game. I don't know if I'm allowed to get into specifics and stuff like that, based because
toe-to-toe.
Yeah, just exactly. And, you know, a couple of the guys didn't have their greatest games that are great players on our team. So when that happens and you know, get close to or beat a very, very good Kansas team, before, you know, everything's put in and the team is developed and I mean, think about it. More than half of our team hasn't even played together, and we're already playing a top 10 defending national championship team, you know, to a close game. So when you got that type of cohesion in such a small amount of time, just think about what goes on over the 6 months of the season. So, I mean, my takeaways from that and the scrimmage is this team could be really special. I mean, Coleman Hawkins, you guys see it. He's special. Terrence, all those guys. I mean, it could be a really, really fun year if everything goes, you know, how we think it will.
Luke is savvy. Somewhere, if Brad Underwood is listening, we like to think he does.
Oh, yeah.
He smiled when he's like, you know, I don't want to get into anything I can't get into. Yeah.
He knows.
He's like, this is going to go well.
Yeah, well, that, and he said, there'll be laps you've got to run if you come back.
Exactly, yeah.
And you don't stay out of trouble. I know Pipes probably wants to get nitty-gritty with some of these guys on the team. Luke Goody, by the way, is our guest. To the layman fan, I guess, these scrimmages, obviously we understand how big those can be, and without getting specific, how good are those things for a team? In other words, you know, obviously you're playing against each other, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're thrown in the fire normally against a comparable team, and we like to think comparable against the Kansas squad. So what does that do? I mean, is that something that you really, especially with these freshmen, you see their eyes open a little bit going, oh, like I see what we're now up against?
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because before the game, I went up to all the freshmen, I'm like, you're nervous, aren't you? Like, you're a little nervous, aren't you? And they were like, yeah, man. I was like, just trust me. You're going to play that first minute. After that first minute, you're good. Everything will go away. You'll just get in the flow of the game. You'll be good. But I think those things are so important. Last year, we didn't have one, so I didn't get to really experience it.
Sure.
So I just got thrown into the fire, you know, in front of 15,000 fans in the exhibition, which was different. But now this year, it's a close scrimmage. It's just the coaches. So you really don't have much to be worried about.
Yeah.
So those guys were able to, I was just like, listen, go out there and just play. Just play hard. Like, the only thing that could happen is you mess up, but nobody sees it. Like, nobody will know. And I think it's huge for the film aspect of it, too. Because in practice, the preseason practices are so tough, because if the defense has a good day, coach is honest about bad offense. If the offense has a great day, he's on us about, you know, being able to guard our guys and not being able to.
We can't win.
Yeah, exactly. So when you go up against a different team, different jerseys, and you get that film, you can see what guys bring to the table. A lot of role allocation, I think that comes into it too, because you're not in practice. In practice, you know,
right,
it's 10 guys on the court on the same team, so you kind of get a mixed thought of what you're supposed to do. But with that, you know, the film that we got from that scrimmage and the teaching points for the young guys especially, and the new guys that don't know the system, that coach, you know, needs to teach, you know, what he does to those guys and help them with that. So I think it was all around just such a beneficial thing for our team.
Pipes will get us back in, but I came up with one more thought. What is it like to play in front of a sold-out State Farm Center and you're out on the court? Do you see the crowd? Do you hear the crowd? I would assume you hear it, or are there times where maybe it's all just one noise and you don't really honestly hear that?
That's exactly what it is, in my opinion. Like, everybody's going to say something different, I think.
Sure.
But for me, it's like, you know, you walk in to do your warm-ups and everything, and, you know, you run out with the team with the fog, and you just get chills. Like, especially for myself, I was a huge basketball fan growing up, like, always watching Big Ten basketball and just college basketball every weekend, every weekday. And, you know, to have that opportunity to wear an Illinois jersey and run out, and you just get, like, it almost, like, stops. It's, like, a surreal moment for me. Every single game, too. Every single game I ran out, home, away,
That's
all that
cool.
stuff. Yeah, so, but once I get in the game, you know, I've learn to control my emotions once I get in the game. I think that's a huge part of being a veteran, is you learn that stuff, experience. But I mean, in terms of the noise, it's just like, it's just kind of there.
Here,
like,
we go.
You're so locked into your assignments and the scouting report and what coach has to say and your teammates, that you just don't really think about the crowd, unless, you know, somebody hits a big shot.
And then you're like, okay,
I can't hear anybody on the court. So yeah,
it pipes. It's this, right? It's that when they're coming out, they're like, oh, whoa, hey, yeah, it's time to shoot.
Yeah.
I love it, man. I love it. That's awesome.
Luke, at what point did you feel like a veteran last year? Was it different? Because thinking about the freshmen this year and understanding that there's going to be maybe a roller coaster and there's inexperience early on, what was different about the beginning of the season for you last year versus maybe January, February? What was that process like as we kind of look at what Sky and Jaden and Sincere and Ty are going to go through?
Yeah, I would say when I started feeling really comfortable about the situation, it was two different times. It was when we played our first away game at Marquette in the building, because then you were like, first away game, you had people talking trash, you know, all the stuff about an away experience. And then I was able to, you know, play through that game and just get through that game. And then the Michigan State game, once you kind of have that, you know, breakout game, or as people like to say, the better games, statistically speaking, you kind of just like settle into everything. I mean, then you know you have confidence that you can compete at this level, that, you know, coach knows what he's getting from you. And, you know, all that stuff together and combined really, really helps yourself with confidence and just being able to continue on. You know, and have that poise about yourself.
Sure.
Now, in that answer, you said talking trash, and you said Michigan State. Switch that around, State of Michigan. I thought of Hunter Dickinson.
Yeah.
And I think with you on a mic here, are you going to be able to provide that for us? Or is that the lane you're going
to
pick?
I mean, I'm not a big confrontational guy on the mic. You know, I like to take it to the court and stuff like that. So I'm not going to sit up here and, you know, talk trash about other teams and stuff like that. Yeah. So I don't know about all that, but.
You don't mind doing it, though, on the court, do you?
No, not at all.
And that surprised me. I don't know why it would surprise me. I don't know you that well. But last year when, I mean, you're talking about a team full of veterans and seniors, and when Pipes would come in, he'd be like, oh, yeah, everybody just keeps talking about how good he's talking trash and leading the team in that. That's surprising. Have you always been like that?
Yeah, I'm super, super competitive. Anybody that knows me knows, like, if we're going to race to go get food from the fridge, I'm gonna win that. All the small stuff. I'm super competitive about. Me and Coleman, we play the board game.
Oh my god!
In our room, like, because we're roommates and stuff, and we'll, like, you know, play with other people, and that gets competitive. I mean, we'll be talking trash and stuff like that. So
fights breaking out.
Yeah, when it goes to practice, I mean, we'll be doing a, you know, just a walkthrough segment or something like that, and we're all, you know, playing hard, and I just want to win and talk trash. And, you know, last year I was kind of the young guy, and I didn't want to, you know, look soft. So you got to come in and have some type of, like, swag and stuff, right?
What about that second half against Houston? I know it didn't end well in the NCAA tournament, but just the idea that you and RJ came in and just kind of righted the ship. I mean, you kind of calmed everyone down, and you guys stepped up in a huge moment like that. Is that where you talk about, okay, guys, you're nervous. You had to have been a little nervous. Or I guess once the season's played through and you get to the NCAA tournament, were you? And how were you able to do what you did?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of an interesting situation because he played a little bit in the Chattanooga game, maybe a couple minutes, and I didn't really play. I didn't play.
Right.
So we, you know, took the approach, like, we were really, really close in the sense of, you know, we helped each other out last year kind of in the position we were at. It's a tough position for both of us, freshmen, you know, in and out of the lineup. So it was both of our, like, mentalities. You got to stay ready. You got to stay ready no matter what. And, you know, after that Chattanooga game, I was like, RJ, I'm telling you, we're gonna, you know, really need to play against Houston. And, you know, we got that opportunity. We were just able to come in and provide. I think I hit my first shot maybe 30 seconds to a minute into the game.
That helps, though.
Yeah, and then after that, I mean, you got no worries. You can just play freely, especially, like, you know, some of the guys were struggling. So, you know, if you come in and make a change or something happen, then you're going to get extended time. So after I hit that shot, I was like, all right, now, like, Let's go. So I think that was also a huge motivator for us, too, going into the offseason. We're like, man, like, this really could be, you know, our coming out party. Now people are going to start talking about, you know, the progression that we'll take in the offseason into the season. And I know a lot of people are talking about RJ for most improved player, stuff like that, which is, I mean, true. He's such a great player. You guys saw it in the scrimmage. He had 15 points, leading scorer, I think. But he's just a special player. So that, you know, I think jump-started both of our careers in terms of getting us to the next stage and level in our developmental careers.
Absolutely. Yep.
How much does that help to have someone that's in similar shoes as you to be able to go through the tough times and the good at the same time?
Yeah, it was good. You know, all three freshmen last year, Pods obviously transferred, but we were all in similar situations. I mean, we all came in. Usually when you're, you know, rankings don't mean anything, but when, you know, you're highly ranked and you go into a school, you think that, you know, you're going to get some more opportunities and stuff like that. And last year that wasn't the case in most times, which is completely fine. We were able to, you know, develop in different ways and go on about it like that. So we were able to, you know, just bounce ideas off each other, stay level-headed the whole season, and just keep each other, you know, ready to go and stuff like that. Because we all had different, you know, times during the season where we helped our team win the game, and without us it would have been tough to win the game. I mean, Pods at Northwestern, two big shots, you know, a couple
huge
passes. Yeah, I mean, he, if you ask anybody, I mean, he's the reason we won that game. RJ, Northwestern at home.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, he had some big games as well. So just being able to, you know, have those two other guys, obviously Pod's isn't with us anymore, but RJ, just to, you know, keep each other level-headed and, you know, focused on what coach wants for us is the biggest thing. So
I know no bulletin board material, especially in the preseason. Now, we want to get you going on Indiana at least one time throughout this season. We got to do that once.
Oh.
And maybe just for your family, because, you know, Indiana people, Trent Green, your uncle and everything. But
a lot of connections.
That's cool, man.
How about let's start with this. Who's the sorriest at sorry on the team?
Ooh, sorriest at sorry. I beat Coleman a lot. I do. I beat him a lot. At Madden, that's our other game that we play. I got to bring this up because he's gonna laugh at this when I say it. But Terrence, well, I beat Terrence a good amount. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it because he's tired all the time?
Sorry, I like that.
At 5 a.m. to go shoot?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's in the gym super early. So I hear him. He's actually my roommate too, and he lives across the way. So, you know, I'll hear an alarm going at 4:15. I'm like, dude, come on. Come on, man. like some guys get their shots up at 4:15 p.m. So, you know, let me sleep a little bit. Yeah.
Turn that off.
Yeah.
All right, my man. Well, look, Luke, we're not going to overdo it here on the first visit from you, but we really, truly appreciate this. You're going to join us all season. We're excited about this. Obviously, the injury we weren't counting on, but certainly your inside perspective of this team is going to be really fun. And personally, as a guy that grew up around here and always my entire life said, why don't we get kids from Indiana to come to Illinois and play basketball? And for you to be one of the very few, and I'm talking on one hand, I think I could I could list them. I'm so thankful that you did that, and I'm excited to see what you're going to do in the Illinois Orange. But, I mean, let me ask you that to close out for me, and then Pipes, you can close it for you. Why aren't there more? Is it do kids look to the West when they are in Indiana, or why is it that there's just so few that come this direction?
That's a good question. I mean, my first initial response would be there's two in-state Big Ten schools.
Right, no doubt.
And then you also have Butler, a really good mid-major program.
Some great teams
Indiana State, who's historically one of the better programs. Notre Dame, ACC. I mean, you got four technically high-major schools in the state of Indiana.
That's a great point.
You know, in all good basketball programs, that's the thing. It'd be different if it was – and you also have Ball State, who's a pretty good MAC program. You know,
the old Rick Majerus days back in the day.
So, I mean, you got so many IUPUI, PFW. I mean, even all those schools, you have so many programs within the state that, you know, the top talent likes to stay in the state. They like to play for their hometown and stuff. I think that's one of the biggest reasons. You got a lot of Indiana guys that go to Michigan State for whatever reason. I know Jaren Jackson.
Yeah, that's right. State,
stuff like that. But, I mean, that's probably what I would have to say.
Just that's fair. That's, so a many good, options. That's a good
yeah,
answer.
You know, yeah, so that's kind of.
Well, I'm glad you came here.
Yes, trust me, I'm really glad I came here,
That's
too.
That's awesome. So. You want to wrap it up, Pipes?
I'll say it. It's interesting that Luke comes here, and now Indiana's a team that doesn't shoot the three that well.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom. can I give you the... Luke Goody, excellent stuff, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. These always go so quick. Look forward to each week doing this with you. And do we have a set day? Is it normally going to be Thursday?
It'll depend every week on the game times and game schedule and stuff.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I guess. So we'll figure stuff out.
Yeah, we'll figure it
out. It'll be, you know, around the same time.
Okay, so. Tell Brad to quit trying to sabotage our show yesterday, you know.
Exactly.
Coming in saying, oh, wait, if Luke's supposed to be on, we're going to call a walkthrough at 5. I know what he's doing. Yep. No, I'm kidding. Luke Goody, thank you, buddy. We look forward to doing this more often, my man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys.
All right,
thank you, Luke.
That is Luke Goody, and I want to tell you about our sponsors. Luke Goody, Apple Dumplin', really appreciate them coming in and sponsoring the interview with Luke Goody that's going to occur every week during the season. Apple Dumplin', also Max Twin City Recycling, you've heard about them. They have been around forever. Dogtown Heating and Air, another great quality business in Champaign-Urbana. And, of course, the U of I Alumni Association. Of course, the U of I Alumni Link is our text line that you can text in at 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. Thank you to those four sponsors for making this happen. We are back, getting you back dialed in for Illinois and Michigan State on the field tomorrow. We're back. It is The Drive.
Illinois football is back. Shop at Game Day Spirit this fall and gear up to support your Fighting Illini football team. With great football designs and brand new apparel from top brands, they're the one-stop shop to get everything you need this football season. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, and online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
If you want a steak, I mean a steak, prepared the way you want it, you've got to go to Long Branch Steakhouse. Hi, it's Jay Lehman. It's been over a year since I was introduced to Donnie at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. And when I want a great steak, that's where I go. And the sides, the Brussels sprouts, the mac and cheese, and the salad with Donnie's secret frog dressing. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. There's always room for the Long Branch Steakhouse.
We're not far from the new year, and it's time to start thinking travel. Hi, it's Stevie J with Stevie J Travel, inviting you to our travel show, Champaign Public Library, on November 16th from 10 to 11:30 in the Ropes and Pavilion Rooms A and B. And find out where we're going in 2023. Places like New England, Rails and Trails, or Tuscany for a culinary journey. How about Hawaii and a little island hopping? Or maybe the Canadian Rockies and glaciers? Or how about Cuba? Yes, Cuba's on our agenda next year as well. Find out all about it. Come to the Champaign Public Library November 16th and learn about where you might be going in 2023. Again, Champaign Public Library is where we'll be November 16th from 10 to 11:30 in the Ropes and Pavilion Rooms A and B. For all the information, go to steviejay.com. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?
Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center is open for public swimming. Lap swim Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Public swim Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. and Saturday, noon to 5 p.m. Memberships and punch cards available. Also, a great place to rent for parties. Swim this fall at Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center. For more information, visit urbanaparks.org. Urbana Park District. You belong here.
Need a little good news in your life? State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Illinois, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is ready to help you save in Champaign-Urbana. Call Kurt today at 352-1411. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The 2022 Big Ten Football Championship Game, presented by Discover, returns to Indianapolis December 3rd at Lucas Oil Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at BigTen.org/FCGtickets. Every ticket also includes complimentary admission to the Big Ten Fan Fest, presented by Dr. Pepper. Don't miss the action. Purchase your ticket today for the 2022 Big Ten Football Championship Game.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Totally Christmas open house one last weekend at Prairie Gardens. Enjoy three final days of Christmassy open house cheer this Friday through Sunday. Sip and shop with food tastings and brand new collections. Enjoy exclusive three-day open house specials and enter to win your favorite decorated Christmas tree free. One last weekend this Friday through Sunday with a Totally Christmas open house at Prairie Gardens, your Christmas destination for over 50 years.
Hi,
I'm Jay Layman. As a former elite athlete, my chiropractic care is very important to me. I believe in it, but sometimes chiropractic care can be expensive and inconvenient, but not at The Joint Chiropractic, located at 2003 South Neal. Not only does The Joint have great chiropractors, it's affordable, convenient, and no appointment or insurance is necessary. Text CHAMPAGNE to 56468 to claim the new patient special, $29 for a consultation, examination, and adjustment at The Joint, CHAMPAGNE.
Saturday, March 25th, it's Cody Johnson and Friends, live in concert at State Farm Center.
Hold on, somebody, hold on as long and as strong and as close as you can, until you can.
Tickets are on sale now for Cody Johnson and Friends.
I guess all I'm saying is forgive me if I don't know what I'm doing. I'm still learning to be human.
With special guest Randy Houser.
Let me show you how country feels.
Cody Johnson and Friends, live at State Farm Center, Saturday, March 25th.
On my way to you. On my way to you.
Tickets for Cody Johnson and Friends are on sale now. Get yours at statefarmcenter.com, the Illinois ticket office, and by phone at 866-ILLINI1.
Hey, folks, this is State Senator Chapin Rosen. J.B. Pritzker's running around the state asking for your vote, telling you everything's fine. Well, you and I know it's not fine. Go to the grocery store. It's not fine. The Safety Act the governor signed it into law, saying it was great, and then 2 weeks before the election, he says he wants to change it. Why is that, governor? Maybe it's because you should have never signed it in the first place. The incompetence knows no bounds. For our state retirees, group health insurance program, he signs and inks a deal with an insurance company that doesn't even have local providers of health care for our citizens to go to. What kind of a governor does that? Is it a governor that's deliberately doing his job for the best interest of the people of the state of Illinois? Or is it a governor that really doesn't know what he's doing and signing whatever people put in front of him? At the end of the day, folks, I stand up to J.B. Pritzker in Springfield. I'm asking for your vote on November 8th, but this is also your chance as a citizen to tell J.B. Pritzker and the rest of the Democratic Party in this state, from the county to the executive mansion, that you've had enough. Please join me in voting Republican. Paid for by friends of Chapin Rose.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B. Catch my boys, Lante and Derek Piper, weekdays from 4 to 6 on The Drive. Boom, boom, brr.
With Luke Goody. That was awesome. Again, want to thank Apple Dumpling. I just stopped the music.
Killed the music.
I mean, Lon, you know what I can do? I can put it again. Want to thank Apple Dumpling. Want to thank Max Twin City Recycling, Dogtown Heating and Air, U of I, Alumni Association. Luke Goody coming in the studio. Got some pictures with Luke. You're a lot taller than me, Pipes, and then you look like me to you. With Luke Goody. I mean, it's just, yeah. How's that feel? Take that, Piper.
It feels like I needed to work on my guard skills a lot more growing up because I played the four-man, quote-unquote, power forward, and then I look like one of the smaller guards out on the court.
And he's like a two.
I know.
He's 6'7 or whatever or more, and he's a two guy. I mean, it is amazing. It is amazing how this works. So, hope you enjoyed that. I know a lot of you have texted in about that on the U of I Illini Lake text line. Going forward, probably be a lot of Luke Goody on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line because obviously he's not going to be able to make the trip down every time. We'll try to hopefully get him down here one more time before it's said and done. But certainly great to visit with him again today and just kind of set the scene for what we're going to do all season, which will be really fun. All right, Kyle is here. What's up, Kyle?
Sorry to disappoint everybody. I am not Luke Goody, though.
No, you know why? You deserve it. You absolutely. It's kind of funny we bring Kyle in right after Luke Goody. It's like
tough act to follow.
Blah, blah. Everybody starts turning the channel. It's like, what else is on? There's got to be music on I can listen to. No, you wouldn't, because we love Kyle. We love Kyle, the intern, and we want Kyle in here because we're going to go over some football games that are going to be happening. Of course, Illinois-Michigan State's the big one. But there are certainly some big college football games this weekend. I know there's not a lot of sexy ones in the Big Ten.
Right.
I mean, it's just kind of like following our NFL theme, right? Every time we do this, we have horrible games to choose from. But, you know, there is some idea with Iowa-Purdue, something to look forward to on something like that. And then, of course, we'll go a little national. So I'll let you take it away, my friend.
Okay, yeah, we
You're
can start.
You're actually not my friend yet. I haven't really known him long enough. Pipes, do you consider Kyle a friend yet?
I did yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Because you said I was, don't be mean to your friends.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, all right, Kyle, we're friends. So go ahead. Thanks for not being Luke. Gee, man.
That train is louder and louder.
It's just, it does. I think they know.
They got to know.
Like the engineers are like, dude, we're getting on the drive 93.5 every time through Philo. Now there's like
it's
engineers.
Free advertising.
Yeah, they're fighting for this time of the day. Like guys that normally are from like 8 to, you know, whatever, or maybe they come in at 5, they work till like 1. They're like, no, I want that second shift. I want the horn that I blow to be on the drive. Next week, we're shutting it all down. Purdue week.
Oh, I thought you meant the railroad.
Oh, no. Well, that would be tricky. That'd be a little tricky. That probably wouldn't be good for the goods and services in our country.
You're right.
So, yeah, we better keep that train rolling. All right, Kyle.
Okay, we can start in the Big Ten. I'll just kind of run through them, and then if there's a couple semi-interesting ones.
If there's something you guys want to grab a hold of, you know, otherwise I'm just going to throw through them.
We got Ohio State and Northwestern, in which Ohio State is a 38-point favorite. So that's to start things off.
Do they even have to play this game? Like, could they just literally say, hey, Coach Fitz, how you doing, man? Kevin
Probably Warren. Not well.
Right. Ohio State is offered to just take this as a bye week. Are you good with that? And he'd be like, yep, we're good with that. We'll have some Devo practices. And yeah, Ohio State big. Shocking.
How many games did Northwestern win last year? Like 2?
Yeah.
And now they're a 1-win team this year?
This is...
Does at some point, I'm not going to go obviously the direction of do they push out Pat Fitzgerald, but does Pat Fitzgerald say,
maybe I should
go somewhere else?
Wouldn't Northwestern, you think, with all the alums they have, there's money that comes out of that place.
There's money. You've seen their practice facility,
yes.
I think.
You would think they'd be pretty competitive on the NIL. Of course, let's don't forget, hasn't he taken Northwestern to the Big Ten championship game twice?
Yes.
He has.
I mean, think about that.
So maybe this is just a blip on the radar.
Yeah.
But
think about how giddy. Of course, can you imagine in 3 years, we win 2 games and then now we're on 1 win, and what are we feeling then?
Did Northwestern go winless in the Big Ten last year, too?
I think.
Well, actually, they do have a win this year against Nebraska. I forgot.
Oh, that's right. They started the season with a big win in Ireland.
Yeah.
Ireland, I am coming home.
One big
they beat
Ten
Rutgers
win in 2
last
years.
Year.
Okay.
So they were 3-9 last year. They're 1-7 this year.
Yeah.
Dire
straits. I'm going to go ahead and put that Ohio State game in the parlay. Click.
You're going to take the 38 points?
No, I never do that. Although I would.
If you put the money line in there, it might move up a cent.
Right.
That extra cent's going to really matter.
This is going to be something like 60-something to 10.
Ohio State could use the bye week. Northwestern could use the groupthink on who's going to be the new basketball coach after this season, because probably is not going to be Chris Collins.
Imagine being a Northwestern fan in general right now. Your football team now is on, what, year 2 or 3 of just being putrid, and you know your basketball team. I mean, they got some veterans back, but I could be a veteran, you know, and still not be good.
Veteran does not indicate talent.
Right. Experience, but, yeah.
Well, that's Pete Nance.
Oh, that's right. All right, Kyle.
Minnesota travels to Lincoln to take on the Huskers at 11 a.m.
I was hoping it could only go up from there, and it did a little bit.
Slightly.
Minnesota and Nebraska, I would assume for one of these teams this is a big game. I mean, Can Nebraska still make a bowl? Can Minnesota? I assume Minnesota could still make a bowl.
Minnesota's 5-3.
Oh, so they're 5-3. They win this game,
they're bowl eligible.
Okay, that's my fault. I kind of have lost. Like, once we put teams in the rearview mirror this year, that's how cocky I am right now. I'm like, yep, don't have to worry about the Gophers anymore. I don't care what they're doing. So, obviously, this could be a big win for Minnesota. And if you're Nebraska, I guess you can still scratch out three more wins? Or are they 3-something?
They're 3-5.
Yeah, I'll go Minnesota.
Nebraska 3-5. After this, they get at Michigan, Wisconsin, at Iowa.
Oh.
Now, again, Wisconsin and Iowa sound tougher on paper
right.
than they probably really are.
Agree.
If Casey Thompson plays in this game, he's a game-time decision. Mm. I wouldn't be shocked if Nebraska won at home and pulled an upset. They're 14.5-point underdogs.
You shouldn't be proud of hurting people, but isn't it funny how, like, every time a quarterback plays Illinois the next week, they're, like, questionable?
Yeah.
Your boy
Physical
from Minnesota
defense.
Was. Yeah.
Tanner Morgan, yep.
Tanner Morgan. I'll go. Oh, you're going to go Nebraska. Well, yeah, if, with the caveat.
Yeah.
I'll take Minnesota.
Maryland and Wisconsin from Madison. Maryland 6-2, Wisconsin 4-4.
I'm taking Maryland. This is a good football team. This is a really good football team. I mean this when I say this. I think Maryland would be second behind Illinois in the West if that team was in the West. That feels good to just be, like, arrogant and just be like, they'd be second behind us. I think Maryland gets this done. I'll take the Terps.
This is tough for me. Because Jimmy Leonard's still kind of my guy.
Yeah, he is.
Still kind of my guy. Home game, they're 500. Needs a strong finish to solidify that he's going to get the job.
Can he slow two of the, like a Balagaba?
They just beat Purdue.
Yeah, they did. Thank you.
If they can slow Aiden O'Connell, they can probably slow.
Yeah.
Tongue by low. I'll take the Badgers.
Is that how you say it?
Well, we got a game in West Lafayette that has a few implications
for Illinois,
Iowa, and Purdue.
Still have to beat Purdue.
Quick note, though.
Yeah?
Wouldn't it be great for Illinois if Wisconsin got hot and, like, won the last four?
Yeah, because they'd pretty much beat everybody we need them to beat, wouldn't they?
Well, and just look better on the resume.
Oh, well, no, that's a good point. It's a great point. Because what's your best win right now? Iowa?
We did not count perfect. 1, 2, 3 either. Like, that was.
Did you say it too, Kyle?
I didn't, no. But that was just so perfect.
It was the same pitch with a question mark at the end.
I see where you're going there.
Yeah.
Purdue's already played Iowa. And I'm sorry, they play Iowa this week. They've already played Wisconsin. Yeah. Wisconsin beat them.
Blew them out.
That's right. Okay. I'll go Maryland. Or did we go on to another
game? You're on the wrong
game. Oh, that's right. We went to a new game. That's right.
That's how much he likes the Terps. I'll go Maryland.
What's that? What's the next game?
Iowa and Purdue is the one we're on.
You know what? You know why?
I butted in on that. That's my
point. No. You know why I messed up here? You know why I messed up? We've made everybody wait. Mm-hmm. And people are out there, and they're sending bad karma my direction, and they're like voodooing me. Like, Lon's not going to be able to remember anything if we don't do this.
That bad sober karma, right?
Yep.
There.
It is Friday. You've lasted now and 43 minutes longer than you should. But congrats on making it through the week. Illinois, Michigan State tomorrow. Tailgating at 7 a.m. Woo! Let's go.
Happy hour.
Oh, that just sounds so delicious. Oh, yeah! All right, let's get through the Big Ten.
The last two games probably have a combined margin of victory of about 80.
Ohio State.
Well, we already...
Oh.
We did Ohio State. We got Penn State and Indiana from Bloomington.
I'll take Penn State. Penn State sometimes can have a stinker. They could have a stinker and still beat Indiana. I'll take the Lions.
A stinker would help Illinois in terms of potential Rose Bowl.
Oh. Yeah, we kind of need Penn State to lose. That's a good call, Kyle. This is in
Indiana and Bloomington.
Can they do it?
A great time to have a game, Indiana, but Indiana has lost five straight.
I'd love to play
with
them.
Penn State, Ohio State, their next two.
Oh, wow. Yikes. Yeah, I'll go Penn State.
Yeah, Penn State.
Okay.
And then Michigan travels to Piscataway to take on Rutgers.
Mm, yeah, I'll go Wolverines. That sounds like you could parlay some Big Ten games and win you at least 8 cents. And somehow Rutgers would win.
Right?
I'd be like, are you kidding me?
Is this game at the rack?
I don't think so.
Okay, Michigan.
Okay, you're going Michigan on that. All right, before we go national, we got to take a quick break, play some commercials. This is what people do. They pay to come on our show, and we appreciate it more than they know. We're back to wrap it up and give our predictions as well for Illinois, Michigan State. It is The Drive.
Illinois football is back. Shop at Game Day Spirit this fall and gear up to support your Fighting Illini football team. With great football designs and brand new apparel from top brands, they're the one-stop shop to get everything you need this football season. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, and online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands Inc. Is your plumbing system showing signs of cracks, sewer water infiltrating the basement wall? How about the things you can't see, like your underground drain and sewer pipes? A Lands sewer camera inspection and exclusive pipelining process can restore old pipes to like new quality with very little intrusion of your yard, and most projects can be completed in a day. Once installed, this will give you peace of mind that your underground drain and sewer pipes will be protected from root and water infiltration and increase the structural integrity with a one-piece liner. Visit LandsInc.com to learn more. I'm Troy Lands. You can count on my company because you can count on me.
We're not far from the new year, and it's time to start thinking travel. Hi, it's Stevie J with Stevie J Travel, inviting you to our travel show, Champaign Public Library, on November 16th from 10 to 11:30 in the Ropes and Pavilion Rooms A and B, and find out where we're going in 2023. Places like New England, Rails and Trails, or Tuscany for a culinary journey. How about Hawaii and a little island hopping? Or maybe the Canadian Rockies and glaciers? Or how about Cuba? Yes, Cuba's on our agenda next year as well. Find out all about it. Come to the Champaign Public Library November 16th and learn about where you might be going in 2023. Again, Champaign Public Library is where we'll be November 16th from 10 to 11:30 in the Ropes and Pavilion Rooms A and B. For all the information, go to steviejay.com. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?
Hey there, Illini fans. This is Terrence Stuber, candidate for Champaign County Clerk. Election Day is November 8th, and just like Josh Whitman only wants to hire high-quality, qualified coaches, we need you to vote for high-quality men and women of integrity to lead in Champaign County government. Your vote is your voice. Don't let anyone else speak for you. Get out and vote, and go Illini. Paid for by Citizens for Terrence Stuber.
Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people with amazing service, great design advice, and unbeatable selection, and the best prices in town. It's the perfect time to update your home with waterproof flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, and more. Then complete your rooms by shopping our incredible selection of furniture and accessories. We also offer great financing options. Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people.
Hey, this is Ben Grice at the Humble Hog in downtown Paxton. And if you haven't been up to Paxton for our barbecue yet, let me tell you, you don't need a reservation. Just come on up. Barbecue with us is about as casual can get. We've got all your favorites. We're talking brisket, pork, amazing smoked turkey, our sausage. And while you're there, be sure to try the Paxton Punch. You can thank me on that later. Check us out online at humblehogbbq.com.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Mm-hmm. Officer Panko, recently responsible for a drug arrest that resulted in a large quantity of illegal narcotics, mm-hmm. seized, including over 1,100 LSD doses, ecstasy, mushrooms, and cocaine. You probably are able to identify the various drugs by now, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And it wasn't hard in this case, just with the quantity of it. You know, that was one of the bigger drug busts that I've been a part of. I'm glad that those drugs are off the street.
How long did you work on that?
Boy, that was about a 12-hour call, to be honest with you. We started, it was around 5 p.m. maybe, and, you know, the arrest and the interview and all of that lasted a couple hours, and then the processing of the evidence and the report writing and all of the boring stuff took another.
But you have to do all that.
For sure, yeah.
For the evidence and everything else. And
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Hey, Illini fans, it's your girl, Chinee Ogumike. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
We got to make sure you're here at the end. That's what we do because we are here, Derek Piper. So if you are interested in going for free to the Illinois, Eastern Illinois basketball game Monday night, it's an 8 o'clock start, 8 o'clock tip at State Farm Center. I've got you four free tickets. Just text in Illini to 217-359-2255. That's Illini to 217-359-2255. Again, make sure you can go instead of, you know, then all of a sudden we're sitting on four tickets. So if you would like to take your family and head, or just a bunch of friends or whatever, co-workers, and head to the Illinois game, again, 359-2255. Text that in right now. And at the end of the show, we will I'll send you a text and let you know that you won, and we'll go from there. Kyle, what do we got? Oh, I got to turn your mic on. Sorry.
Few national games of importance.
Hey, Kyle, your mic is not hot. Your mic is not hot. Radio term, TV term, broadcaster term. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
There's a few national games of importance this week. Number 4, Clemson travels to South Bend to take on Notre Dame, who is quite the weird team this year.
How are they doing? What's up? And they had that big game early on.
They have two horrible losses this year, and then but other than that, they've looked decent.
Pretty good.
Played better of late. I gotta check what they've done. I can't remember who they lost to.
Went to a game in South Bend a couple years ago. That was really cool. It really, really, really was cool.
They're 5-3.
Okay.
One of those bad losses at home to Marshall. They also lost at home to Stanford.
Ooh.
But they just are coming off a win at Syracuse, who's top 20 in the country.
I'll take Notre Dame. I'll take the Irish. I had a buddy, Hook, texting me this morning way early, Tony. Like, if you don't want to do the 6 a.m. text anymore, I'm okay with that, my friend. But he's like, hey, I think he was walking, listening to a podcast, and he's like, hey, I heard you guys talking about Notre Dame tight ends. How about their quarterbacks? Since Theismann and Montana. And he was listening. I'm like, ooh, yeah, good call.
Brady Quinn, one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Clausen.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
It's just ugly.
Yeah, probably not.
It's ugly. Who was number 5? That was Brady Quinn. I don't know why.
Him and Jeff Samardzija.
Oh, yeah.
Played together.
Played with the Cubs. Manti Te'o. Te'o.
Te'o, yep.
Te'o. That was the weirdest thing ever, right?
Super weird.
Did you watch that Netflix thing about it?
Yes. Oh, man. All right, I'll take Notre Dame.
Clemson, I guess.
Okay.
Number 6, Alabama.
It's funny that I've got Notre Dame beating Clemson.
Yeah, I mean. Pretty bold.
What the hell? I'm trying to get teams out of the way of Illinois climbing up the college
There's
football
the motive.
Player. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Go ahead.
Number 6, Alabama.
They lose.
And number 10, LSU this weekend. That game is in Death Valley at LSU. Should be a
at
good
night?
One. Is it night? Yes, it is at 6 o'clock on
nothing
ESPN.
Nothing better than LSU at night.
Yeah! Lonnie will be coming back out to the tailgate lots, feeling really good after a big victory, and I'm like, what's on? Well, it's LSU and Alabama. Hey, that's awesome. How come my Bud Light's gone? I will take, wow, that's getting louder.
Telling you.
I'll take Bama. It's time for Bama to get right. I think they get right here. I think they get
They're
right.
They're 13.5-point
Are
favorites.
They really?
Wow.
I do think they'll win.
Is Will Wade still coaching?
But that many points for LSU at home at night, Be real tempted to take
the points.
LSU, but that's probably a public play, which means we'll probably lose.
You said going to break, or we had taken a break. Scott Van Pelt said he took Indiana.
Indiana
took
plus
the points.
14.
I'm sorry, took the points, yeah.
They could win. But
I like that. All right.
And then the big one is Nelly. From Athens, Georgia, number one Tennessee.
Rocket top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top. Woo!
Rocket top Tennessee. That's cool, man. Tell me that's not kind of kick.
Pretty cool,
you know what?
Yeah, it is.
Tennessee and Georgia.
Tennessee and Georgia.
I love you, Vols, and I honestly love the Tennessee. I think it's because they're orange. So growing up, I always kind of liked them because I knew Illinois was my favorite team and they were in orange. I'm going to take Georgia. I think the dream dies right here for the Vols.
It's hard to imagine one team beating Bama and Georgia in the same season.
Oh, my
right?
goodness. Well, we're going to do it to Michigan and Ohio State.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So I do believe. I believe that we will win. Do you? What was that?
USA Soccer.
Oh.
World Cup's coming up. Have you seen the ads? There's a lot of ads.
I have seen those. I would have rather have heard the Vuvuzelas or whatever those were.
Oh, wow.
The old
those are terrible.
Instead of, I believe that we will
Seriously.
Win. I believe that we
I
will.
I mean, it's a problem when you don't win.
Right. Right. That's in Qatar. Or Qatar. Qatar. It's like 184 degrees over there. That's all I'm going. That's
you pick
all.
Georgia. I will pick
the no.
Yeah, I'll pick Georgia.
Okay. So no Rocky Top.
Well, that only leaves one game left Woo! To give a pick on.
Kyle, who would you pick, Tennessee, Georgia?
I'm probably going to take Georgia at home.
I like your
Way
hat.
Way to be bold. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Copycat. Is that another new hat?
It is, yep.
Do you just... Is this what you do? You buy new hats every week?
I'm a hat guy, man.
It's
I
one
like
of those
them.
Fishing hats again. It's one of those fishnet hats. That is kind of... I like that hat. I just noticed that. Can I have it?
No.
Okay.
It does look like a fishing hat. I can imagine
it
him
does.
And Luke Goody
yes.
out on the lake with those hats.
Putting your hook on it.
Yeah.
Throw a little chew in. Flip it out.
I'm down for that.
Get the willow pads. Let's get willow pads. Yeah, who are you taking? Illinois and...
Illinois, we've moved on.
Yeah,
to
we've
that
moved
now.
On. Okay. Wait, go ahead. You haven't even introduced
no,
it.
No,
oh, that's right, because no. Pipes asked you about Tennessee and Georgia. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Illinois
thing.
And Michigan State
oh, yeah,
is
one.
The only game left to give a pick on. And I think Illinois will cruise in this one 30-10.
I like it. I am worried about the weather doing, in other words, keeping the scores down a little bit. But I'm going 27-10. That was what I had written down, just so you know I wasn't trying to copy you like you copy us. but I think Michigan State, look, again, we kind of went over the schedule. They've played Washington. They've played Michigan. They've played Maryland. They've played Ohio State. They haven't beaten them. But they're not going to come in here like all cooped up worried about this, even though Illinois' defense is number one in the country in about everything. I say they get 10. But Illinois gets this done 27-10. Now, this is kind of harrowing of me to pick basically three field goals. So I'm going to say 27-10. Illinois misses an extra point.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I picked four. I might have to rethink that.
Yeah.
I did forget about the field goal.
Yeah.
Thing.
See, I thought I was smart with my pick.
Oh.
That I did for Inquirer. 24-6, Illinois.
Ooh.
But and it's not two field goals for Michigan State. It's a touchdown and a missed extra point.
I like it. Or they go for two late.
They could do that, too.
Try to get back into it. I like it. So we all have Illinois.
I think it's one of those similar to last year against Minnesota, where Illinois
yeah,
takes an just, early lead, yep. controls the game, doesn't anything, do anything too fancy offensively, and just kind of home, get to Purdue week.
Chase Brown, man. Get the ball
did
and
we
go,
pick
my friend.
Purdue and Iowa? I don't think we did.
Well, I brought it up maybe Lon.
Oh, I'm
some,
guessing I distracted
you think that.
That
I mean, I know it's a big I game think, regardless. Because,
I think Purdue wins.
Yeah.
I think Purdue
I'm
wins.
The same way.
Okay. I think Purdue wins. And then there's college game day on campus of the University of Illinois. Hail to the orange, hail to the blue. Illinois wins. Let's go. So we'll be 8-1. Why'd I have him at 6-1? I'm so shell-shocked by it that I can't, I just can't do it. Kyle, thank you, buddy.
No problem.
Thanks to everybody that texted in on the U of I Lightning Lake text line. I'll get the winner of those tickets here soon. I'll text you back. And thank you to Luke Goody for coming in. Again, sponsored by Apple Dumplin', Max Twin City Recycling, Dogtown Heating and Air, and the U of I Alumni Association. He'll be on once a week throughout the season.
That'll be awesome.
Again, we don't know exactly what day, which makes sense.
Yep. And thank you to Stephen Brooks, Spartan Tailgate.
Oh,
filled
sorry.
Us in on Sparty.
My bad, Stephen. Maybe by now he's realized he's a millionaire because his family owns the Brooks Chili Beans. He joined us on the Dick Van Dyke Compliance World phone line. The music is going to run out. That means we're out. It is The Drive. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll see you in the tailgate lots.
This is Von Young. For the past 4 years, District 5 has been represented by two incumbents who now want you to